Doug Wright. Doug Wright. Interrupting everything to cover breaking news. You'll hear it first on KSL News Radio.
Well, the situation down in Sydney has been just mesmerizing while just so tragic. And, you know, you think of the people in the Islamic world today that are just shaking their heads going, doesn't that just occur to you? And I heard a Muslim cleric earlier saying, this is tragic for everyone who is Islamic. I would seriously doubt whether or not this guy is truly devoted, because if he's demanding an ISIS flag and things of that nation, that nature, what did he say? That would be blasphemy, I think, was the word that was used earlier. But we continue to try to sort out and figure out indeed what has happened here. And we're seeing images now of this individual, an Iranian apparently with a criminal past, and that siege has now come to an end. All right, let's talk about an issue a little closer to home. And boy, this has been percolating for some time now. When I think back on the conversations that we have had just so recently, I think of talking with Mayor Becker of Salt Lake City, who not only in printed interviews, but also here talked about the two locations that are under consideration in Salt Lake City as being wholly inappropriate. I think of our conversation with Eagle Mountain Mayor Chris Pengra, who said that they were unanimously against this and had raised $50,000 for legal fees, lobbyists, whatever it takes. Tooele County Commissioner Sean Milne, who joined us last week, said that the Tooele County Commission is unanimously against the location by the Miller Motor Park. Saratoga Springs, Western States Ventures Development Organization, Josh Romney is a partner in that. They withdrew their application and now apparently are planning on housing developments for that area. And then West Jordan tonight, 7 p.m., will hold a town hall meeting, and I'm very pleased that the mayor of West Jordan could once again join us here at KSL. And Mayor Rolfe, thank you for being part of the program today.
Thank you, Doug.
Perhaps you could tell us what's on the agenda for tonight and what kind of brought this to a head and what some of the major concerns are.
Well, this town hall meeting was actually organized by the residents that are concerned. Several groups of residents have scheduled this, and the city is participating as well to bring the facts to light tonight.
We had one of the residents who said that he was an organizer, Scott Hardy, who contacted us via Facebook. And I believe, did we get back to Scott Hardy and invite him to call in on the program here? Yeah, we did. So he may or may not be calling us, Mayor. But what are you anticipating tonight as the leader of this town, as the mayor of West Jordan, which is one of our great and growing areas in the state? Do you have personal concerns? Because I read the letter that was sent to the Prison Relocation Commission, and it sounds as if you have some very strong opinions on this as well.
Yes, Doug. I've lived here for 38 years, and I love this city. And we have long-term plans for this exact area as a city. We've been planning this area for land use for over 10 years, and we have many residents. We have schools in the area, schools planned in the areas, and we have three major businesses looking to locate here in the very near future. So we're very concerned, as well as the residents that live in the area.
Mayor, for those who might not be totally familiar, maybe can't visualize this site that we're talking about, how would the average person here in Salt Lake County know where and what we are talking about? What's close by?
Well, Sunset Ridge Middle School is just across the street, adjacent to the property, and the Boeing plant, which many know, is across the street and down through the field just slightly from this particular property. And then, of course, Bingham Highway going to Copperton is adjacent to the south end of this property.
Mm-hmm. As far as prison relocation is concerned, Mayor, I don't know if you've given this any philosophical thought, but overall, do you believe the prison needs to be moved?
That's a good question. I'm not sure I can answer that. I'm not that educated on what actually happens at the prison currently in Draper. But if it needs to be moved, I don't believe that anywhere in the Salt Lake Valley would be the area to move and relocate.
Many people believe that if the prison is to be moved, it ought to be moved maybe into the, not the extreme areas, but outside of the general population area in Tooele County or maybe Utah County or what. But there are so many arguments that it would be so far away from the population base, and it gives the prison relocation committee a bit of a challenge. There are those who believe, including myself, that the 700 acres that it currently sits on, some of the most valuable, some of the most developable, some of the most perpetually, generating tax-generating acreage in along the Wasatch Front. So it's a bit of a puzzlement. Do you think if it's moved farther out west or a little maybe out of one of the more mainstream areas, would that be an undue hardship? Do you believe, Mayor, on those who would work at the prison, those who would be in the prison, those who would visit the prison or volunteer at the prison?
I'm more afraid that if we locate it anywhere in the Salt Lake Valley, that it's not good for the taxpayers of Utah. We would look at moving it in the very near future because of the population growth in Salt Lake County, also the, as you described, the economic benefit of all the land, the remaining land that exists in the valley. That is where our future lies.
Mayor, what do you anticipate for the meeting tonight? What will come of this, do you believe? Will there be a resolution where there will be petitions signed? What will happen?
Yes, I believe that there will be many residents that will sign the petition that's already going. We have over 7,000 signatures on it currently. There are a lot of residents that are just now becoming aware, amazingly so, of the prison being looked at in our area. And there are groups that are bringing this and all the other facts of why this isn't the perfect site. That will be our city's town hall meeting this evening.
Mayor, I do appreciate you joining us today. We'll watch this with great interest. You've got a great city there, and we'll see what the folks have to say tonight. And thank you, Mayor, for being part of the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mayor Kim Rolfe with us here at KSL News Radio.